AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Obama says the U.S. will work with any nation to help resolve the crisis in Syria that has created so many refugees. The U.S. and Russia disagree on what to do about Syria. Against that backdrop, President Obama and President Putin are set to meet in New York. Our Mark Smith is at the UN in New York and joins us live now.
Rita, the president says strengthening Bashar Assad, as Putin wants to do, is exactly the wrong way to beat back the militants of the Islamic State and to bring an end to Syria's brutal civil war.
We must recognize that there cannot be, after so much bloodshed, so much carnage, a return to the pre-war status quo.
However, in a speech to the UN General Assembly, Obama said America will cooperate with the Russians and even Iran to try to find a managed transition away from Assad, something he and Putin will discuss further this evening in their first face-to-face meeting in nearly a year. Rita?
Mark Smith live in New York. Former prison worker Joyce Mitchell, who helped two New York State prison inmates break out, is going to prison for as long as 7 years, sentenced this morning by a judge after she cried for mercy.
I am hoping you will have mercy on me, Your Honor. No words can explain how deeply sorry I am.
One of the inmates was shot dead, the other recaptured. Pope Francis has defended his words of consolation to U.S. bishops over the priest's sex abuse scandal, but says for the very first time that those who covered up for abusers are guilty of wrongdoing. India and Pakistan now questioning whether many more Muslim pilgrims were killed in a stampede last week in Saudi Arabia than first announced. The official death toll is 769. The Dow is down 150 points. This is AP Radio News. There's a big change in immigration patterns coming, according to a new study. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
The largest group of immigrants heading to the United States by 2065 will be Asians. That's according to a Pew Research Center report. Currently, 47% of immigrants living in the United States are Hispanic. But by 2065, that number will have dropped to 31%. Asians currently make up 26% of the immigrant population, but in 50 years, that percentage is expected to increase to 38%. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
Today is tax day for Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump. He is set to roll out a plan he says will noticeably reduce rates for lower and middle income families, as well as for corporations, while increasing rates for some, like hedge fund managers who he says don't pay enough taxes. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.